Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear
Hello.
you perfectly fine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I actually had blocked your number because I didn't know who you guys were. And then I saw the voicemail. So I'm just confirming for tomorrow, that's all.
Okay, and it's for you did your order with Home Depot or Best Buy?
Yes. You
Which
want
one?
me to give you the number?
Which one did you do it with, Home Depot or Best Buy?
No, Best Buy.
Okay, what's that number?
Hold on, dear. I'm sorry. I can get it for you. Hopefully, I can do it. Let's see. 297656.
Your order number is 297656. Okay, that's not going to appear in our system. Do you have a number beginning with 112 or 07 or BBY zero one?
No, that's the only thing that you guys left a voicemail for.
Okay.
No.
Phone
A
number on
guy
the.
actually called from, his name was Mike.
Okay, from the installer's office. He's from the installer's office.
Okay. All right. What did you need? You need the phone number?
What's the phone number you provided to Best Buy when you placed the order?
203-501-2069.
Okay, that's going to be 203-501-2069. One moment while I pull that order up by phone number.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Just waiting on it to load in our system.
I'm
I said
sorry.
I'm just waiting on the order to load in our system.
Okay. Like I said, I thought it was a bogus call until I saw that there was voicemails, and then I was just like, "Oops, okay." Because I've been getting like a spam, like lots of spam calls, so I didn't recognize this and Mike, whoever he is. So I was just like, "Okay, what's going on?"
Okay.
It's so ridiculous how the spam is going on, huh? I'm telling
Yes,
you.
it is, 'cause I think like 10 times a day I get your car warranty. And I say, out of all this time, if I ain't got no car warranty, I sure won't have one.
Oh my God, yes. Aren't they
Done.
awful? You can even tell them you don't have a car and they still keep calling you.
Right,
Yes.
my sister, my
Yes.
sister, when they
It's
first started,
ridiculous.
the
Yes.
motor
It's
had went out of her
awful.
car. She said, "Well, my
No.
warranty ain't did me no good, 'cause when my motor went out, they didn't replace it." The man immediately hung up. I said, "See, all this spam is stop. And if you
Yes,
verify the
Lord.
name and address on the call."
Wow. Yeah, no, what they do is too is they'll say where they're from, or they'll have that robot. And then they'll ask, "What is your name?" And it's like, "Excuse me, you called me. Okay, you don't have my name." Click.
Right, you don't know who
Oh.
I am.
Yeah, you called me, but you don't know who I am, right? Get out of here, really.
My health insurance.
Unbelievable.
Okay,
Yeah,
and if
they're
you
another one.
verify the, yes, ma'am, if you verify the name and address on the order for me.
Yep, it's Rocco, and it's going to 116 East Main Street in Beacon, New York.
Okay, So, yes, ma'am, they were calling to let you know that your time frame for tomorrow is between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., and they will call you 30 minutes prior to arriving at your home.
Okay, yeah, he also left a message. It'll be 10:51. That's what he said.
Okay, okay. Yeah, your exact time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's cool. I'll be here anyway, so that's good. All right, but he's the one that's going to install. Is that the situation there?
Yes.
Okay, and he's the one that's going to take away the old one.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And what's your name, dear? I'm sorry.
My name is Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl. Thank you so much. Good
luck. You're quite welcome.
Have a blessed evening. And thank you for answering my call.
All right. You do the same. Oh, you're quite welcome.
Thank
you for calling. All right. Spio, and you be safe.
Thank you. Likewise. God bless.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.